tasty.
Hello, folks. Just a quick one today. As you watch this, I'll probably be driving up to Swindon again. I'll be in there with Carl and the old Lotus Eaters, talking Trivium and other things. Speaking of which, of course, you can still buy the Trivium at the Academic Agency, Foundation of Shakespeare, many other courses available. But I did want to mention, and I thought it deserved its own video, really, I've been really, really impressed with Dave Smith's appearances on various different shows. Of course, there was the big debate with Douglas Murray going back a few weeks. But then he went on Tucker Carlson's show. In fact, I'll share my screen to show you the videos I'm talking about. He went on Tucker Carlson's show, the video is called Ben Shapiro's Entire Career is Built on Hypocrisy, okay? Where him and it's not just bitching about Ben Shapiro, okay? He is the kind of headline grab. But they're talking really about a particular type of Republican, a type of a neocon, and a style of politics in the Republican Party that has existed for quite a long time. And then another show that he went on was this one here called Breaking Point, another really big channel. This woman's called Crystal something. I'm not familiar with Breaking Point. I believe it's more of a leftist channel. And there, you know, that video is called Dave Smith Flames Ben Shapiro for Israel Wokeness. Now, it looks like, I mean, I've put this in international news because ostensibly it's about foreign affairs and, you know, freedom of speech around that country in the Middle East and so on. But what struck me about both of these appearances, both the one on Tucker Carlson and the one on Breaking Point here, was how adult Dave Smith was in his analysis of what has gone wrong in American politics, how he was fair to thinkers on the left as well as thinkers on the right, how he was talking about the way what we would call the regime, the neoliberal census, the neoliberal center or the neoliberal consensus has worked to constrain, contain, and subvert the authentic left and the authentic right in American politics and indeed in European politics more widely for a very long time. I would say both of these appearances by Dave Smith are absolutely required watching this week. I wouldn't usually, and if you watch this channel a lot, I don't like slop, I don't like sensationalism, I don't like drama, but I think Dave Smith is doing something very interesting. He is basically giving a version of the deconstruction of what we call the regime or neoliberalism, of the power structure as it truly exists in America in a very sophisticated way, in a way that basically echoes stuff that I have said for many years, stuff that friends of mine have been saying for years and years on channels like this. But now, of course, it's reaching a much bigger audience. Dave Smith's a libertarian. He comes from that same kind of sphere as Tom Woods and people like that. Tom Woods still does great work. I was a libertarian once upon a time, of course, and kind of come out of that same sort of sphere originally, if that makes any sense. Certainly, you get into thinking about politics and history and the official narrative in a very different way, you know, if you come from Ron Paul world. Obviously, I, you know, former alumni of Mises Institute and so on and so forth. But I mean, regardless of whether you agree with all of that stuff, I'm not saying every single thing Dave Smith believes is correct. What I'm saying is that these conversations are adult, they're genuine, and they are getting at the root of power. They are getting at the root of the system. On that stream with on Breaking Points, he talked about how the system, how Hillary Clinton used wokery, used identity politics to break the Bernie Bros, the authentic left, the Occupy movement, and he went into the history of that. I thought that was very interesting stuff. And but then on the stream, and on that same stream, and on later on the stream, or before on the stream with Tucker Carlson, they got into calling out the hypocrisy of Ben Shapiro, how he does the whole identity politics for me, but not for thee thing, the smears that are used by people like Ben Shapiro, the whole deal with the quote-unquote woke right label and how that is being used. What struck me here, I mean, you can watch those streams for yourself. I don't want to repeat everything Dave Smith said. And to most people, to like longtime viewers of this channel, all of this is old hat. This is stuff that we did 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's the fact that it's being said out in the open with such vast audiences, you know, hundreds and thousands of views, eyeballs on these very, very mainstream channels with over 1 million subscribers. It just goes to show the extent to which somebody like Shapiro and other Republicans like Shapiro, and indeed the neoliberal left, the Hillary Clinton types, have just completely lost control of the narrative. They are no longer able to gatekeep what reaches people's eyes. This is a, I mean, this has obviously been an ongoing thing, but I think something has happened in the past, really since the Trump 2.0, since January, but in the past couple of months, it feels like the dam has broken, right? It feels like the old way of doing things, the old control mechanisms, the old blackmail networks, the fear, the genuine fear people have about possibly like ruining their careers. You know, I'll never work in this city again and all that sort of stuff. It's all gone. It's completely been obliterated by people like Dave Smith, by people like Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan. Now, I'm the reason I'm making a video on this is that I have been critical of slop. I don't like the sensationalist style of a lot of this stuff. I think that often a lot of nonsense is mixed in along the way. You know, I mean, Candace Owens, I've been critical of her in the past. Like, you know, one week she's talking about really serious stuff. The next week it's aliens or, you know, how Emmanuel Macron's wife is secretly a man and all this sort of nonsense. Tucker does the same thing, you know. He mixes in nonsense with it as well. But I get it. It's show business. They need eyeballs. They need clicks. They're running businesses. The point is that the net effect of all of these people being as big as they are, okay, we saw another example in a kind of different sphere with Gary Lineker earlier this week, which I talked about, with, you know, he is not just Gary Lineker. He runs a massive podcast empire, probably the biggest podcast empire in this country. Okay, that makes Gary Lineker actually a controller of a node. That makes Gary Lineker a very significant person. And we're seeing more and more of them. Tucker Carlson now, they've tried to ban his advertising. They've tried to cancel him. They've tried to, you know, people have been to his house. They couldn't stop him. And now they've lost control over that node. Same thing with Joe Rogan. Now we're seeing people on the left. The same thing is happening, you know, in places like Navarra Media, Young Turks. Like, these are not controlled in the same way that something like CNN was controlled. They are not controlled in the same way that the BBC is controlled. And more people are watching those channels than are watching the conventional mainstream media. So I really do think that we are witnessing a real-time paradigm shift. It's almost like a kind of mini cultural revolution. And it's very significant. And this goes into some of the other things I've been talking about recently. Like, for example, yesterday I made that video on Steven Spielberg. Think of the cultural centrality and power that a man like Spielberg had in the 80s and the 90s. That is lost now, right? He is not able, or the people who run Hollywood, for example, are not able to stop certain messaging reaching millions of people in the way that they used to be. They're not able to tailor the narratives, the dreams, the myths that people believe even before they've started thinking, right? So much of this stuff is pre-rational. you know, Jonathan Haidt was on Navarra Media recently, someone who's greatly influential on me, talking a little bit about how this works. You know, you have the feeling first, and then you come up with a post hoc rationalization afterwards. Contra Ben Shapiro, facts don't care about your feelings. Actually, feelings don't care about your facts. And one of the ways that the left have been able to win for so long, or were able to win for so long, is because somebody like a Steven Spielberg was getting to the feelings first. So the gut instincts of people had been pre-programmed by Spielberg, and then they generate the rational arguments to fit those feelings after the fact. With wokery, and with what has become of the left in the past decade or so, they have completely lost the ability to do that. And over on the right side of things, the likes of Shapiro have completely, and I mean completely, lost out to, let's just say, more convincing voices who were denied a voice back in the 90s, back in the 2000s, and even back in the 2010s. I feel like it's moved, like it's really shifted a lot in the time that I've been online. I remember times where the sorts of points that Dave Smith were making was just like me, a couple of my buddies, to a couple of thousand people on a live stream 4, 5, 6 years ago. Now it's reaching millions of people. Okay, I'm not saying Dave Smith was influenced by me, by the way. I'm just saying it's the same sorts of talking points. It's the same basic framework that where we were coming from. Okay, I mean, you watch those streams. He basically calls out the American political system as being fake on both sides, right? He is drawing attention to just how inorganic our political processes have been, how top-down controlled they've been, and he even points to some of the people who've been doing that. It's all framed as drama against Ben Shapiro, but something genuine is happening. Okay, I don't want to ramble too much. The main point of this is to try to encourage you to go and watch Dave Smith, because I think that there's no reason for all of us and people who think like us to be disconnected from what's actually happening. This is real. This is mainstream. And it's our talking point that Dave Smith has got here. Dave Smith really is on the same, he is basically on the same side. His talking point once upon a time would have been quote-unquote dissident. Now they're mainstream. That should be embraced, and we should just help it along. This process is happening. Boomer truth is dying in front of our eyes, and a new paradigm, an exciting new paradigm, could be born out of it. Things are happening that would have been thought impossible even a couple of years ago. Okay, and I think it's bigger than any one political figure, bigger than any one commentator. Nobody has ownership of it. This is just happening. And really, what's the mechanism for it happening? The mechanism is that they have failed to control the internet. Now, I did make a video a couple of months back talking about how, you know, the powers that be were onto this, and there's containment and there's crowding out and all of these tactics that are used. What's remarkable is that those tactics have failed. They've backfired. I mean, the most visible one is woke right backfiring, but it's failing and basically across the board. And voices like Dave Smith's are winning, or Tucker Carlson's are winning. That is remarkable. Or even, you know, a little bit further afield, you know, when we're talking about geopolitics, voices like Durand, voices like Judge Knapp, and all of the guests that he has on there, those are reaching more people. They're convincing more people now than Daily Wire is, for example. That means the center, the neoliberal center, is rapidly losing ground. That's one of the reasons why, in this country, for example, every single day on Twitter now, Keir Starmer is kind of based posting, you know, because they realize that actually to get anywhere, you have to appeal to the sorts of things that we've been talking about. Everybody basically, the jig is up. Everybody can see the magic trick now. Once you can see a magic trick, you can't go back to pretending it's magic. You've seen the trick. Anyway, pick up the Trivium today, folks. Catch me on Lotus Eaters later on. I should be on the podcast there. And I'll see you next week. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.